Founded in 1991 by patients, the FSHD Society is the largest grassroots network of FSHD patients, their families, and research activists. The FSHD Society offers a community of support, news, and information for the millions of people affected by FSHD worldwide. This is FSHD Society Radio. Welcome, one and all, to the FSHD Society Radio Show. Thanks for being here. I am so glad to bring you another brand new episode. I've been chomping at the bit to get back in the chair here. I had some tech issues on my end, but FSHD Society swooped in like Superman and helped me fix all that stuff. And we're back at it, and just in time, because big event, right, we all know is coming right around the corner here as you're watching this or listening to this podcast episode. We are getting fired up, excited, counting down the days to the big event of the Walk and Roll Day. And we have the Walk Ambassador here, Max Adler, as well as one of the how do I describe your role, Lee? It might take too long to like star, say all star, the star, MVP. All star. Yeah.
The woman of many hats. The I wear many hats.
Which she's not wearing one right now. No.
The great organizer.
Yeah, the great organizer. Oh, I like that. Maybe I like that one. Hat. Yes.
They wouldn't let me put Grand Poobah on my business card. I tried. Queen of all she surveys was one I also vied for, but they didn't let me do that one either.
I didn't like that either. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think some titles I probably don't even know I had. I don't want to know I had, you know, from certain people.
Right. Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
So thanks, guys, for spending some time. With us.
Super excited to be here.
About this.
You know, look at these two awesome dudes I get to hang out with. This is amazing.
I'm the luckiest girl
in the world.
You awesome people all over the nation sharing the same passion for doing the same things, accomplishing the same goals. It's amazing. I'm glad to be here with you guys. Super cool.
So where should we really begin? Maybe a little bit of the old, where were you this time last year kind of idea, right? I mean, we had to strongly pivot from
last year was a little
this.
Crazy yeah, right yeah. So it's been really interesting. We've been talking a lot about it in the office and with all these amazing volunteers we have all over the country. This year almost feels a little harder, right? Because last year there was this sort of shock and awe pandemic, oh my gosh, the world's shutting down, and we just sort of jumped into action and said, what are we going to do? How are we going to make this work? We can't not have this event. It's too important to the patients and the families and the work of the FSHD Society. So we all kind of just jumped in and made it happen. And we pivoted really
fast.
Which,
by the way, that's amazing right there. Because what a grand poobah thing, because so many people would have said like, well, I guess it's not happening this year. I guess it's off. Let's just kind of hide away and wait until next year. So the fact that you're and everyone else around you, you know, the go-to reaction was like, okay, boom, that happened. How are we going to shift and audible and rotate into this new world? Good for you guys. Thanks.
I mean, I distinctly remember the meeting. We were all on Zoom, of course, the whole team that works on this event. Because there's an amazing team of people that does this, Beth and Anna and Kim and everyone else that supports it. And we were sitting on a Zoom call and we're like, what are we going to do? And we just came up with this idea and said, together, we said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go virtual. We're going to move it all to one day. I'm like, I'm going to call Tim. Let's see if we can get him to do a 4-hour live stream, which is seems crazy. And he said, yes. And they're like, we're just going to, we just sort of brainstormed. And in under an hour, we'd come up with this whole plan. And we're like, okay, let's go and see if everybody else is in. Mm-hmm. Get a hold of Tim. He's like, yep, I'm in. Let's do it. We start calling volunteers and talking to them. And they said, yep, let's do it. Then the amazing thing is even more volunteers that weren't originally planning to do a walk, we're like, let's get in on this. Right. Let's make it happen. And so we ended up with even more virtual events all across the country. We had to adjust our sales, right? We had to adjust our expectations. And we thought, okay, if we can raise $350,000, $400,000, like we're going to be happy with that. And we topped out at over $520,000. Wow. So we exceeded the 500,000 mark. We had 139 teams last year across the country. The average raised per team was over $3,300 per team. The average participant last year raised over $400. That's the average per person in the middle of a pandemic, like nuts, right? And then we thought we'd just do this crazy Hail Mary. We'll do this live 4-hour radio show. And we had people zooming in from all over the country. And I was like producer.
Yeah. That behind was huge. The scenes. Yes. That was huge.
I mean, I had spreadsheets.
Yeah.
And I had all these.
Yeah, there's different time zones. Yeah. People are like outside with limited service, right, in their homes with laptops, at parks, like driving. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. Yeah.
Right.
It was amazing. And we're like, okay. So I was like standing up the whole time. It's like Command Central, let's go. Hmm. And the cool thing is that all the volunteers were just like, that was amazing. So when we recapped from last year, we all thought this year would be completely free and clear, totally back to all in-person events, which now we know isn't really happening, right, to that degree. And, right. But they all said, we got to keep that 4-hour live stream. Hmm. Because what was so cool about it, I think, is that you both know FSHD is a rare disease. There's maybe a million people in the whole world, right, that have FSHD. And so when you have it, it's your whole, your line can have it, right? A lot of people in your immediate circle and your family may have it. But outside of that, we know people that are like, until I got involved with you guys, I never had met another soul with FSHD. And there was this connection in the midst of a year of total disconnection. There's this thing that happened that day, and people were watching each other from all across the country and felt this, like I'm getting goosebumps talking about it, because this connection and this solidarity, and that we really can come together, you know, thousands of people with one voice and declare that we're not going to take this line down, man. Like something has to be done. And five and 10 and $25 and $50 at a time, all these little people across the country came together, and we raised over $500,000. Magic, man. Like it's magic. Yeah,
it is. It's that attitude right there.
It was awesome.
So right.
Yeah. And you were such a big part of that, Max, right?
Thank you. Not nearly as big as you, but yes, I mean, it's it was the dream. Cause like you said, I think it was a time when people just felt powerless. So it was like, you know, what can I do? I'm just kind of surrendering to like day by day, like what the news says, what the world says, like, you know, and it was like to take back control, to organize this event, to have everyone bonding that was, you know, your own family and friends and loved ones. But then it was like, you know, that state, that time zone. And it's like, and everyone's working together and you're seeing everyone's enthusiasm and just the bond. And like, you know, we're humans, we're humanity, we're bonding over progress, over, you know, pushing past this pandemic and still finding a treatment or a cure, not for coronavirus, you know, great that too, but also for this, you know, for FSH, which affects us and our families directly, and for doing it amazingly well and raising so much money that goes now toward the research that will hopefully have us talking about FSH as a thing of the past, you know, in the next couple of years. So yeah, I think the timing was just amazing. And in a way, it was really incredible and inspiring, because it was so easy, I think, to just like say like, well, the world's crazy. See you in 2021, let's not deal with it. Right. And to just, you know, put on the thinking caps and like rejigger and plan this amazing event that was so powerful that now you're doing it again, is just so cool. It's just, you know, the way we have technology to bring the whole nation and the world together to take advantage of that and seize that, and combine it with actually getting together and doing events in person, is just amazing. And it's and the progress of these events has shown, I think, direct correlation to the progress we're finding with getting closer to a treatment. So
yeah.
I think that's absolutely true. You know, it's one of the things that we know, what we talk about a lot as a staff is that, you know, we fund research grants and so much more, and it's all a part of that ecosystem that brings progress, right? So funding of research grants is critical and important, and we still do that. Millions of dollars we still spend, you know, on basic research grants and to advance the science. But there's so much more that has to be done to really get us to that finish line of treatments and a cure. First, there's the initial discovery type of science, but we have to move beyond that, right? We have to get into phase 3 clinical trials, which requires patient involvement. We have to do the MOVE study, which is going on right now, which is basically life progression of FSHD. And that type of study lifts up every other study, right? Because any therapeutic that's coming down the pathway we have to be able to show the FDA that it shows efficacy, that it show that it slows progression, or that it improves some kind of functionality. So to be able to prove that, you have to be able to show, how does FSHD affect one's life? What's the what's their threshold for activity? How do they slow down over time? That's the kinds of things that a study like MOVE is picking up on and tracking, so that all the other studies that are being done can show efficacy and effect, right? Mm. And then we have to be able to get patients in to those trials when they're our stage three clinical trials, and we're involving patients in that. One of the biggest reasons that most research studies in any field, in any area, fail is because they can't get the right segment of patients that meet the criteria needed into the study. It's also one of the more expensive components of any research trial. Yeah. So when we can say we've got an active and engaged and involved patient community that is ready and willing to jump in, that gets the attention of all those people that want to move things forward. And it helps shorten that drug development pipeline and lessen the cost and increase our ability to show efficacy. That's what makes the walk and roll so important, because it also does that, right? It not only raises money and raises awareness, but it knits together a community of people that are more engaged and connected. And then when something comes up, we say, we need to get 25 people enrolled in this clinic in this town for this study. It's so easy to, I shouldn't say it's so, it's a lot easier to then have this engaged list of people that you reach out to. And we've actually had some studies in the past where they've said, okay, we got enough. Stop recruiting. And that just doesn't happen, right? Yeah. So all of this works together. And so events like the walk and roll are important on so many levels because of that excitement and connectivity that we saw happen last year in spades, but it's all the other things that are downstream that make, I get very excited, obviously, when I talk about events like this, because I just believe in them. I believe in their power and their ability to rally everyone together and, make things happen in a very.
Well, and you said, the fact that you see the direct correlation to yes, we're all bonding and feeling hope and optimism and having a fun day and feeling that unity. But then, as you're seeing it actually get the attention from, Fulcrum and, different therapeutic, labs and doctors and the FDA, and you're seeing it actually go hand in hand. You're so right. It's so incredible. And the positivity from not only the patient community, but the money that is going towards the research. It's absolutely. Here you go. We're giving you everything you need. Right. Now help us, And to me, it was before, even I think backing up to the actual treatment and cure was raising awareness of what I experienced with, my mom or grandma, and, was people were what is FS, what FSA, FSHD, what's going on? What is this? And I feel just to get this in people's heads and people's mouths and people that I know that didn't know what this was a few years ago or a few days ago are now aware of what it is, what it does, how many people have it, is just, again, going right towards our goal of doing something about it and having someone take action. So it's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So do you think then the pivot of going virtual last year, do you think that was almost a blessing in disguise?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I think anything, almost anything, maybe not anything, but almost anything that comes in your way as an obstacle can be turned into an opportunity. Mm. And I think that one of the things I just love about this community, the staff, the volunteers, the families that I've gotten to know, is that we have a really acute ability to turn obstacles into opportunity. And so when we turned around to the volunteers and said, okay, we're doing it all different, they jumped on, and said, I'm in. Yeah. And this year, I think it's been a little harder almost because we're so weary from it. And we all got excited when mask mandates started to go away and they said, okay, you can come out of your hidey holes and get together again. and then it was so short lived, right? And we've had volunteers that were really excited to get their little groups back together and walk in person, but they couldn't book parks because parks weren't taking reservations.
Oh, yeah.
They were taking reservations. They filled up in 5 minutes. And they go and talk to somebody and say, well, we'd love to have you, but you just got bumped because this bigger group, you know, needs both shelters. Or there've just been so many things this year that we thought we were past some of that. And it's just been trip up after trip up after trip up. And yet they have continued to persevere and push forward and find a way. And it's just really humbling to get to work with these patients all over the country and keep at it. And so, you know, this year we've got 29 walks across the US and one in Canada, right? Nice. As a couple days ago, we're already over $300,000 raised, and it just,
that's amazing. Like,
yeah.
It's climbing. Like, it's exciting, right?
Yeah.
You know, we can't have as many, we have some in-person events, but then we've also got like pop-ups, mm-hmm. right? So, in California, we can't get together as one big, huge walk, but we've got a little pop-up here and a little pop-up in LA and a little pop-up in the Bay Area. And one in San Diego, and then in Phoenix, we've got a walk in Tucson, but then we've got this amazing team up in Phoenix, Scottsdale, that they're doing their own pop-up. And so people are taking ownership of it in a way that we sort of dreamed of, but you didn't know it really happened, right? Wow. And so lots of cool stuff is happening. Yeah.
Which I feel like also helps from the live stream and the virtual aspect of it too, is the inclusivity, right? Is more Absolutely. People being seeing it and getting you know, the joy of sharing it on social media, showing that they're involved with this, showing that they're a part of this group.
Yeah,
And it's, you're right. It's like the fact, I think you said earlier, was like, you know, we're not going to take it. It's like, we're not taking this lying down, which is like kind of speaks for the volunteers, the patients, the society. Cause it's like, hey, we're here. We're going through this, like we're fighting, you know, tooth and nail to make something happen and mm-hmm. see results. And so that's why it's like, I think we get so excited because the results are actually like starting to happen now. And it's growing and spreading. It's the numbers of people, the numbers of dollars, the research. It's like, okay, here we go. There's like momentum. The train is moving and it's moving fast. And like, it's exciting, you know, despite all the big boulders coming at us, like we're charging through. So again, thank you. Testament to you guys and everyone involved, because yeah, I think we're like emerging from this bigger and stronger than ever.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Why don't we take a little quick breather break and hear from our friends from Fulcrum, because we're going to talk about maybe a little bit of that, you know, trial news. Maybe when we come back on the other side of the break, hang tight. You're listening to FSHD Society Radio Show. Today's FSHD Society Radio Show is sponsored by Fulcrum Therapeutics. Fulcrum is a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, advancing new medicines that target the root cause of genetically defined rare diseases such as FSHD and sickle cell disease. Fulcrum's approach to drug discovery combines insights from patients with rare diseases with the most advanced tools to identify and develop therapeutics that will target the root cause. For several years, Fulcrum has been honored to work with the FSHD community in efforts to build awareness of the impact of FSHD on individuals and families. Fulcrum works in partnership with leaders from the patient advocacy and medical communities to highlight the impact of rare diseases and support continued research. You can connect with Fulcrum on LinkedIn and follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at FulcrumTX. Welcome back to the FSHD Society Radio Show. Thanks for hanging with us during the break there. But important break, because Fulcrum is one of our great sponsors. And we're talking a lot about the walk and roll here, as we have Lee Reynolds and Max Adler, the, you know, huge, huge presence in the walk and roll. They're right here right now as we try to pump up what is to come on the 18th. And I wanted to kind of lead in there after the break with the Fulcrum is a little bit about that. You know, Fulcrum
trial results, you know, I'm talking like a real scientist here, Lee. Can you tell? Right, Max?
I can.
Oh my gosh.
I'm good company because yeah, I'm not a scientist save
me,
either.
So. Save me on this. Oh my gosh. All I know is it's good news. You know, I got everyone fired up that it was something positive.
So I'm going to tread lightly into that because I am a marketing and communications engagement kind of gal, not a scientific gal. And so I say something wrong and June Kinoshita is going to let me know about it tomorrow. But so I'm not necessarily the expert in the room, but what I do know is that they had a phase 2B clinical trial and it had really positive results. So there's an excellent blog post on our website that June wrote up that really sort of breaks down the results of that trial into terms everybody can understand. So I strongly recommend that people go to fshdsociety.org and click on the blog, and you can just go to there's categories in the blog. You just go to research. It's like it's all the news is in there. Right.
Nice.
And it can give you a lot more information about it, but they, and Fulcrum has also done a great job of sort of opening up roundtable discussions and doing webinars to sort of explain the results. But basically it has been shown to have enough positive results that we believe this could, you know, move forward into a therapy on the market. Mm-hmm. So it's not there yet. There's more work that needs to be done. But to have had the positive results with the therapy that shows efficacy at slowing progression is a really big deal. And we think that that's just progress in research and scientific discovery. In therapeutic discovery, progress breeds more progress, right? So it's not like people say, well, they got it, so let's all jump ship and go someplace else. Everybody else comes to it and lots more people come into the field because there's more and more opportunity. And they know that it's closer, right? So we know what DUX4 is. We know that that's what we're trying to target. Most of the research on therapeutics is in that area, though not all. And when you can narrow what you're targeting and then you can have some trials that show positive results, that rising tide lifts all ships. You know, it helps everybody move down the pike. And that's evidenced by the fact that we have 3 more pharmaceuticals entering clinical trials next year. So there is just tons of momentum. And one of the things that all of the pharmaceuticals that we partner with and engage with and collaborate with, they all tell us that, you know, the fact that we have an active and engaged patient community is a huge indicator of future success because of all those things we were just talking about. It makes it more people readily available to jump in and be informed and be a part of things. And we cannot move things forward without patients' involvement. Right. And so while the walk and roll isn't directly about that, you know, the secondary, tertiary benefits are absolutely that it moves progress forward on so many fronts.
And I feel like we're holding them accountable, right? Like the fact that they know we're all watching, it's like there's eyes on them. There's people looking at the blog post, like studying like, oh, which kind of drug did Fulcrum use to get us there? Everyone, it's like the eyes are on them. There's momentum. There's, you know, a hunger and a passion for them to succeed. You know, they have people waiting on them, you know, every day. Someone is begging them to find a treatment or a cure. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think that the number of patients and the number of people that are just behind the FSHD Society and this cause is just going to further kind of motivate Fulcrum and everyone else coming on board to be the one to kind of carry that torch, you know, across the finish line. But it's amazing. You're right. It's like the walk and roll to me. It was a twofold thing of raising awareness and then finding treatment and a cure. And like, we're doing both. We're really killing two birds. So it's pretty powerful.
And it's fun, right? I mean,
it's fun.
Right.
I mean, the great thing is that it's not hard to do, right? So we have this really cool state-of-the-art online fundraising platform. Mm-hmm. You just go to fshdsociety.org/walkroll, and that'll get you there. And you can find a walk that's near you. There isn't one near you. You can join Max Adler on the international team, which is for anyone else that's not in a pocket where they don't have a local walk. And the minute you sign up, you get like personal fundraising pages, all these tools to make it super easy. You can personalize and customize your story, upload pictures and videos. You can see who opened your emails when you send them from there and thank them and follow up. You can get text to your phone, send a text thank you. You can go in through our platform and connect it to Facebook And then you can raise money on Facebook, and that all shows up on the thermometer and adds to the total. And so it's slick, and it takes a few minutes to kind of get in there and poke around. And then you're like, wow, makes it really easy, right?
Super easy to use, super easy to share. And you're right. It's like, you can add pictures, and there's people can comment publicly. You see where the money is, where the goal is. And you're right. Like, the thanking the donors is the coolest thing. It's like, you get a text in the middle of the day, you're in the middle of doing something else, and the text pops up that, oh, you know, so-and-so gave $50. And it's like, do you want to thank them? Like, yes, I do. You hit a number, you could like compose your own email or have like a pre-generated email. I mean, it makes it so interactive and so easy. And the best thing, yeah, it's so easy to share and share the links that it just kind of spreads far and wide. And like I said, people that didn't even know what FSHD is, you know, four months ago, now not only know it, but have given money and have started their own team. They got their little team captain's kits.
Yes.
All right, the fun stuff to use at the
walks. Yeah, yeah. So more towards the fun aspect of it. Yeah. I saw the little sound machines, I think, right? And like balloons.
Yes, that's new this year, right? We looked at the stats, and we looked at what teams bring to the table, and we know that some of our teams are not, they're going to be walking virtually. They're not all coming to an in-person event. So how do we bring that fun and excitement of event day to our teams and via our team captains? And so at first it was going to be, if you get 10 people on your team, we thought, nah, we're going to make it, you get 4 people on your team, you're getting the hero kit. And so anybody, we've been sending them out left and right, right? So you get to 4 people on your team, this box is going to show up, and it's got walk and roll signs and noisemakers and bubbles and sidewalk chalk and little
balloons,
wristbands and balloons and a button for your team captain button. But also in there it's like a whole team captain manual and handbook. There's a team poster and a like 8-page handbook that just breaks it down, super easy, how to be a uber successful team captain. And people are loving it. So they're, you know, using their little noisemakers and their balloons, and there's a cowbell. You gotta love a cowbell.
Make a noise, drawing some attention.
Cowbell.
I love it.
Yeah,
I know.
More cowbell.
Well, a couple of the I remember the walks that I went to, you know, before pre-pandemic when we were out there, that it really was that. It was like there was this, you know, noise and this hubbub and this energy, and it really would turn people like, what's going on over there? And they come, and then we get to tell them about what we're there for, what's happening. Then they ask if they can help, or they write a check, or they drop some cash in a box, or they walk or roll with us. And like it spreads in real time, which is really powerful. And it's super fun to see that happening, you know, face to face.
We did
in real time.
Yeah, it was kind of cool last year. And I hope people really jump on it this year. We had a lot of people. We, you know, really encourage everyone that's participating to take lots of pictures. And this is just going to make all those pictures even better, right? Because they're going to have all the swag. So we want lots of, we have some of the coolest pictures from last year that were submitted on social. People hashtag, put it on their account, tag us, or send them to us. So we have a way to collect all that. And there's little pods of people, they're in their masks, or we had some teams that did a whole walk around their city in New England. And there's pictures of their little team with their homemade signs, you know, in front of a sailboat, and then in front of a fountain. And then, so they took it with them out to the city in their little pod. And there's just cool little things that are happening. And we put together this little promo video for the walk this year and pulled in all those pictures from the virtual walk last year. And I know I'm a big dork, but I tear up every time I watch it. Right. It's just a minute and a half video.
Yeah.
But when those images are coming at you from, you know, we have the bigger in-person walks, and then all those people all over the country that just did what they could from where they could, and it added up into making such a really big difference, right? And it's, I don't know, it's cool. And the cool thing is this year we'll get a little bit of both, right? We'll have some in-person groups and some virtual groups, and you can kind of do whatever works for you, but we'll all kind of be doing the same thing on that day.
And the big hashtag to look up on that day from virtual, or if they're in person, is it National FSHD Walk Roll, or just
you're testing me. It's in.
I'm sorry. I just thought, but I was like, it is really cool to type in that hashtag on the day and just see like 100 posts, 250 posts, 300 posts. Then you see like just.
Yeah, you see them. And I think this year changed it to International FSHD Rock Roll, but I'm going to double check it. Make sure you're testing me, and I got to make sure I get it.
I'm sorry. I'll keep killing time and talking. Yeah, anyway, it is powerful.
Talk about the search sales while I go verify
that.
Yeah,
let's see.
Hashtag,
she's normally just the producer.
Hashtag is a powerful thing. It's very cool. Because then you could tell the laboratories to search the hashtag, and they can go, oh, shoot, look at these 500 people that posted something, you know, on that day. It's powerful.
It is hashtag international walk roll and hashtag cure FSHD. So those are the two big hashtags we use that day. And then if you've signed up for your local walk and roll, there's one that's like hashtag Chicago walk roll, hashtag. When you sign up for your local one, they have one too. So we use them all. But the Cure FSHD, international walk roll, and then whatever your local walk is. The cool thing is that, one, we follow those hashtags, so then we see everything. You can follow the hashtag, so you see everything.
Right.
But the online platform system that we use for fundraising, it also follows the hashtag. And so all that stuff feeds into the platform. People get points, you know, for how much they're on social, and you can see who was like the social butterfly and did the most work in raising awareness. And so it's fun. It's just kind of a cool thing to be a part of.
So you're really breeding the competition level here. I mean, I know there was some of that last year. Yeah. Yeah. So you're kind of, you know, I'm a sports guy, so we want them to compete. Yeah, so
you have a chance, Tim. You could be the social butterfly this year. We're
so if you're following us on our social media channels and at all, like, or you get our emails, these last couple of weeks we love to foster a little bit of, you know, healthy competition, right?
Right, right.
And so we're paying attention, like, who are the really big walkers and teams and fundraisers. And so we just sent something out today. And so our top three walks in the country are California, which is closing in on 50,000. Central Texas is at about 43,000, and Southwest Florida is at 36,000. So we hit all across the country with our current, those are all numbers that are going to go up, but currently those are the highest walks raised. And Fulcrum Therapeutics has the biggest team right now. They've got 26 people.
Oh, good.
Beth Johnston, her team walking for JJ. She's on our staff. You guys know who Beth is. Her team has 26 members. And then this Calder Kiddos in Utah, they've got 24 people.
Wow.
Come on. Three more people, dude. They could win.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Just get three more people.
26, 24.
Yeah. Just find three. Yeah. Yeah.
Just find three off the street. Just get them there for a quick little hashtag photo. You'll win that battle.
Right.
So Ashley Bryan down in Texas, she's raised over $11,900 so far.
Whoa.
We've got Jack Gerblick in Atlanta. He's raised close to $9,000. So, yeah, so it's fun. Like, we love to put these numbers out there and see how people are doing. It's going to change, too. Like, we'll be posting that stuff on social and sharing all that information, because we're not done yet. I mean, these last 2 weeks is when the most happens, right?
And when this episode airs, what, the 7th? Am I right on that, right? This airing now. Today's the 7th. That's how we
Today's
have to act. So, yeah, I mean, you're saying there's still time, Lee. There's still time.
There is absolutely still time because
but no time like the present also.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't
also
wait.
Also contribute now because who knows if people need help right now.
Right.
Jump in now, but don't wait. You know, don't feel like, oh, it's the 7th and the event's on the 18th. I don't have time. You do have time, right? You got plenty of time. And we continue to collect money for 2 weeks after the fact.
Nice.
So keep your fundraising pages open. So even if you're a last minuter and you're signing up on Friday, you can still raise money even the day of. And most people, let's face it, most of us are procrastinators, right? A lot of us wait till the end and I got to get that done now. And amazing things will happen in the last 10 days. I'm telling you right now. It's amazing what people can do in just a few days. And it's fundraising. I think people get tripped up on it, right? And they think it's harder than it is. And really, to me, fundraising is all about just sharing your story, sharing why you are involved and engaged and why it matters to you, and giving people an opportunity to invest in something along with you. And the great thing is that when you invest in a better future for people with FSHD, we're close, right? Like, I really, truly believe that we are going to see some dramatic improvements in my lifetime. And I've been in this nonprofit game in one, you know, space or another for more than two decades. And I have working with lots of other, you know, disease focused organizations. I've never felt like we were this close in any of them to make a real impact. But we have this fun graphic we share. I'm going to tell you guys, you can raise $350 in 4 days. So even if you're a last minute person, we broke it down for you. We made it easy, right? So I'm going to tell you right now.
We don't know the science, but we've got math. We've got
basic math. You make this pledge for yourself. You make a kickstart your own with $30. Okay. Then you ask family and friends to give you $25 each. You only need four of them to say yes.
Okay.
It's another $100. You email 50 people. We all have at least 50 people in our email, addresses. Just ask them for $10. Okay. Just ask them for $10. If 10 people respond, boom, another $100.
$100.
Then you set up a Facebook fundraiser through One Cause. So it's connected to your fundraising page. Post 3 times between the day you set it up and walk day with some comments and so forth. You only need 12 people to give you $10 each, $120. Add all that up. Booyah.
Boom.
You just raised $350 in 4 days.
It's just that easy.
That's not hard.
And if you do that every 4 days,
like present also, because it's like the more you put it out now, it's time to like for people to see the emails, to have them not only give the $10, but then to post it on their socials and to start their team and have that spider web kind of grow and grow and grow. There's like a rule in Hollywood, you know, the industry it's like the rule of three. We're like with commercials, if you like, with advertising, like if you see something 3 times, you're like, oh my God, I do want that cheesy gordita crunch, you know what I mean? It's like you kind of see it and like, oh yeah. So I feel like you're right. It's like you post and you post and you post and people are like, oh yeah, like I was gonna give money because there's so much. You said the daily news cycle just hits you and like you forget about something you were gonna do from like three posts up. So even your competition angle was right because you guys posted something about I think it was Heloise Hoffman, you know, and she's like, oh, she's the leading team captain, and I was like, oh really? All right. Well, I'm gonna start emailing my people. And, like, it really got me fired up. Like, start sending some like direct messages and like emailing. And I was like, hey, remember that post? Like, here's a link to the post. Like, if you can donate. So there is something to like seeing it again and again and again. And to the competition. But yeah, I'm all about. Yes, the deadline of the 18th is great, but I think posting now is awesome because then it starts spreading, and then they spread and they spread, and then they can go to 50 friends and they can go to their 50 friends, and like, boom, there's $1 million.
Yeah, but you're so right, Max. I mean, you have to say more than once, right? So a lot of people
have to.
I sent one email. If they want to give, they will. And that's just not how people are, right? We need to hear it multiple times. We need to be reminded. And what I always tell folks is just, you're not nagging. You're not asking people for money for you. You are giving people an opportunity to invest in positive change. You're sharing a little bit of your story about how FSHD has impacted you or your family. You're educating them on something that they now go, you know, most families that fundraise that have FSHD and start to fundraise, what we hear over and over and over again is their family and friends tell them, I've wanted to help in some way and there was nothing I could do and I didn't know what to do. Thank you for asking me. I'm happy to give $25, $50, $100.
Right.
Or if they can't give the $25, $50, they are happy to know a little more about your life and about how FSHD impacts you. And they are thankful for the knowledge they gain and for the understanding and awareness that they gain. And it's not like every day you're just going to randomly walk up to people. Hi, how are you today? I'm good. By the way, did you know that I have FSHD? Let me tell you about it. Like, that's a weird sort of
it is. I've tried it. It's awkward.
But if you can say, hey, I'm participating in this walk and roll event, let me tell you why. Yeah. It just opens the door to that conversation.
It does.
Right? And so...
And I found by like telling people that like, which is the truth of like, they can be a part of finding a cure for a disease.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty wild. Like that doesn't happen every day in our lifetimes. And it's like the fact that, you know, we're probably, I'd venture to say under a decade away. I mean, I really do think that within the next, 5 to 10 years, like it'll be a thing of the past. I'm really hoping that's the case. But yeah, for anyone who gives $10 or $25 or $50 or $100 or whatever, it's like you're a part of this incredible movement. And like when there is a cure and that's the big announcement and everyone who had it, you know, no longer does or their kids don't, they were a part of that for like the $25 they spent back on, September of 2021. That's a powerful thing. So the money goes a long way.
Community.
Well, it's the Yeah, it's the power of that community, right, Tim? So it's everybody pitching in a little bit adds up to a lot.
Yeah.
So you say, oh, we raised over $500,000 last year. Well, but thousands of people were a part of that.
Right.
And so everyone can contribute a little bit of something. I mean, it's not that hard to say, you know, I'm going to give up my fancy coffee, or I'm going to drink for a week or a month, or I'm in, when I go out to dinner, instead of getting a soda, I'm going to drink water, you know, and then I'm going to pitch that money in to over here to make a real difference.
Yeah.
It's all those little things add up to making such a real and positive difference. And anyone can be a part of that. Anybody can, you know.
Tim and I were talking earlier, and we were saying how, like, this, you know, this is kind of like the Super Bowl for FSHD Society. It's just a big event. And it's like, but I just realized, I'm like, yeah, but the Super Bowl, it's like, oh, Pepsi or McDonald's, you know, the corporations give $500,000 or more. And so they have the stake in the game, no pun intended, or pun intended maybe. But here, I feel like the stakes are higher because it literally is the people, you know, the fans of the society and the people that are the ones contributing and have their hearts on the, you know, on the line and their own money on the line. So it's actually really powerful that much money is being raised by thousands of people giving a little bit. It just shows, you know, how passionate the community is and how dedicated and ambitious we all are.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah. So I know that there's different walks happening on some other days too. Is that right, Lee, when I was looking at the events calendar?
We have a handful of walks that are happening on the 11th and 12th. Mm. So you're it's the end of a day and you're trying to, it's getting difficult for you. I know it's Colorado, New England.
I got that part covered. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Okay.
I just wanted to tease that to those that are, I think it's Chicago, Columbus, New England are on the 11th. And on the 12th, it's South Carolina and Colorado.
Thank you. Yes. So they're doing their in-person walks the weekend before, but they will still join us for that live stream.
Oh,
they're going to still call in and represent on the live stream. The majority of the walks are happening either in person or in little satellite pods or pop-ups on the 18th. And we do have a couple on the 19th as well. But if you're walking virtually, you can walk whenever it suits you, you know? We just want you to take lots of pictures and video, and then on the 18th, join the social flood, right? Mm-hmm. Join that nationwide celebration whenever you walk, however you walk, whether individually in a little family group, just with your team or at an in-person event. We want to just flood social media with as many pictures and videos as we can. Everybody use those hashtags, tag us, get in the comments on the Facebook live stream and, you know, get the conversation going. So it just shows up in everybody else's feed and like, man, something's going on today. Right. You know, that's what we want.
Something's happening. I want to be a part of this. I don't want to be left out of this.
Right.
Speaking of which, I got to say, hey, kudos to you, Lee, and everyone involved for getting Canada involved, because how cool it's like we're spreading the tentacles and now reaching over the border.
That's right.
And you said one is in Canada, but hey, to all the Canadian friends up there, get involved, because Ontario, you could get on the bottom floor of this very, very exciting moment in time, and we need you.
All props go to Beth Johnson for that one. So she's our
thank you, Beth.
Officer. Yes. She's got family up there.
Calgary represent.
They're killing it. They're coming out of the gate strong and raising a bunch of money. And
amazing.
I love to have them. Canadians. I think Canadians are so nice. I've never met a not nice Canadian. They probably have them, but I've not met them. So, and they're killing it, right?
All the Canadians listening, you know, it'd be really nice is if you could join my team. You can start your own team and you can be a part of the walk and roll on the 18th. And it'd be really nice.
That'd be great. Welcome
come
aboard.
On. Don't let us down. Don't change the stereotype.
No, we need to start a border war, right? So Canada, we're all together, but let's see which side of the border, you know.
New goal for 2022. Walk and roll.
Yeah, border wars. Yeah.
Yeah. you want competition. Thank you to Beth. Thank you to her family. And, whoever's out there from different countries listening, please join in.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was exciting watching from like Utah to Colorado to Chicago, but it's like just now able to see like different countries, you know, involved on the same day. I mean, what a cool global unifying event. It's people have it all over the world. It's not
people
just
have it
Americans,
all over the world. So, and the cure may not come from the US. We don't know where it's going to come from.
Right.
So we
need
to engage. We need patients from all over the globe involved in the process. We want pharmaceuticals and industry that are helping us find treatments and a cure anywhere in the globe. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons why the FSHD Society is behind the World FSHD Alliance. So we meet regularly. June sort of leads that effort back in the office. She's amazing. And we've got an alliance of groups from all over literally all over the world. It's interesting. So we have to have translators people to cover our different languages so we can communicate with each other. But there's collaborations happening all over the world, not just across the US and Canada. So because that's one of the things I really love about the FSHD Society as a whole, from the top down, left to right, wherever we go, the culture of the FSHD Society is that whatever will move it forward, whatever is to the benefit of our families, we don't want to replicate something else that's already being done. We want to be a collaborator and a convener and bring people to the table. Let's not duplicate efforts. Let's enhance and lift up all the efforts that are happening out there. So Mark Stone, our CEO, he just sort of looks for where is that opportunity to help affirm, collaborate, bring people together, lift things up, whether it's going international with the walk and roll or with the research and the scientists to coordinating and supporting global patient support and patient advocacy efforts. Like, let's just figure out what is it going to take to continue to move the ball forward, and where we can be a help and a support, we will be there. Nice. You know,
which is amazing. Cause I think, one of the biggest killers of collaboration is ego and people wanting like the pride for themselves and the glory. And it's like the fact that, you guys and Mark and everyone's kind of opening it up to like, hey, best idea wins, whoever can get the job done first. That's the goal is amazing. Yeah. I think that's what sets the FSHD Society apart from many other organizations. It's a beautiful thing.
It's unique in the sector too. I can tell you, I'm closing in on 30 years in the sector. I hate to admit that, but, been in this.
And you're only 35.
That's insane.
Nuts. I know. I started as a baby.
Yeah. Wow.
Not true. we tend to be, the sector can be very territorial, you know? And we can circle in on ourselves and not want to collaborate with other organizations. And that's a topic for a whole nother day, Tim, but you know, because you're always worried about fundraising and supporting your own bottom line and raising the money that you need, you can be territorial, but there is none of that here because there is a very real and genuine, everything is done by, you know, patients are waiting. Somebody's losing functioning right today. Somebody's going to get up tomorrow and not have the same mobility that they had today. And so time is of the essence. And so there is no ego involved. It's just all about no pride of authorship on any of this stuff. Really. It's just about, at the end of the day, we all want to lay our heads on the pillow and go, we help make things a little better today.
Right.
You know, I want to know that, we made things better for people and all that we do is about doing that. The walk and roll is just a really fun way to get there. It's a piece of it, you know,
but that's again, everyone who's involved with either walking, rolling, or just giving $10 is laying their head down on the pillow that night, knowing that they made the world a better place. And it's like, what a powerful thing, but no matter what else you do, it's like giving and contributing and donating and being a part of it. You're a part of this bigger thing that's making the world a better place. So that's a fantastic goal to have.
I got to tell you, Max, it's such a joy to work with you too, because speaking truth, dude. Just for anybody that's listening, this guy's the real deal, man. I mean, he is very genuine. He is very real. He cares a lot. And you've taken your platform and you use it to push forth as much good as you can. And not everybody does that, you know, and I've had the opportunity to work with various people with different celebrities standing over the years. And
who? Drop their names.
Nope.
Who are they?
Nope.
What's their email?
it can be hit or miss, right? I just, every time I get another text from you or a phone call or anything, I'm like, man, that dude's awesome.
he is. Like, he's always available to us.
He's a really sincere dude and he means it. And you know, you really put, you don't just talk about it. You like have a team and you go fundraise and you go walk when you can, when we're in, I mean, you just are really, you know,
he's in it. He's all in.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, I saw it happen. I was like, it's heartbreaking as a kid to, you know, only know your grandma in a motorized, you know, wheelchair and see her struggling to look at us, you know, to raise her head up and see us or to eat or to chew, you know, to talk, to go to the bathroom. And it's like, you know, then it started happening to my mom when she turned 40. And I said, the biggest shock was that when I would tell my friends at school or tell even other family members, they're like, what is that? And I was like, come on, like I wanted to like shout it from right. The rooftops, you know, of like, this is what's happening. Like, this is affecting me and like so many people. And like, what are we doing about it? So when I have, or, you know, had and still have this platform, from my career, I was like, hey, here we go. Like, now I can virtually shout it from the rooftops and tell everyone what this is and how you can help. And so, yeah, it's kind of a dream come true just to be working with you guys and be able to do this now for my mom and grandma who have passed. And, you know, I don't know if I'm going to have it. I don't know if my little brother is going to have it. So this affects us directly. You know, if there is a treatment and a cure, great. That's awesome. But really just to be able to talk about it with you guys and be a part of this is incredible. And to be working with so many incredible people is really just an honor. So thank you.
This guy right here, right, Tim? How awesome is he?
What? I'm just along for the ride, man. I mean, in fact, no, this show, I'm like, you guys didn't even need an interview guy today. I mean, you guys had it. This is easy.
No, we do.
This goes under the easiest episode ever. This is awesome because, you know, you two just like, I just was like, all right, here's a question. You know, just relax.
Yeah, but you got the headphones.
Oh, I do.
Microphone.
Well, you got to look it. You got to look it.
You give us the legitimacy.
You
got to look it.
Yeah, you give us some street cred, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Give us some legitimacy.
Oh, man.
But, you know, I got to tell you, though, Tim, one of the key things that made last year work is that when we knew what's going to pull all this together, lots of organizations tried virtual events. And knowing that we had you and we had the radio show to pull it together is a key factor in what made it work. And I sort of committed you before I even asked you, but I just knew you'd say yes.
Oh yeah. You know? Absolutely. Absolutely.
I hate to tell you that, but yeah. We were all like, what if we do this? And what if we ask Tim and we'll do this 4-hour live show?
4 hours.
And I was like, yeah, he'll say yes.
Well, that's easy. I mean, that's easy compared to the long day event that we pull off too, you know? So,
Yeah.
That's nothing. Crazy. 4 hours. I'm like, that's it? I think that's what I might have said too. I'm like, that's all? 4 hours? Okay.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's fine.
But Tim, I've talked to you for, I don't know, years, right? Maybe 4 years. And I feel like you're always open and genuine and accessible and available and passionate. I mean, you know, articulate. It really is a joy to talk to you. And like, we really,
Thanks, man. You are
the glue because it's the consistency. And really before this event was as big as it is now, you know, it was just like a radio show in like December. And there's like, you know, a few hundred people listening or whatever it is, but you're still the same guy, like showing up with 100%. So it's really been amazing. And it's so cool to share this with you guys now as it's growing and becoming this thing now where, you know, thousands of people are involved and paying attention.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Well, what I love
about the same passion
is the key is you take something that you already are good at or you already enjoy or a hobby that you love and you turn it into something that can propel progress. Right. So, this is not how you make your living, right?
No,
this is something that you enjoy doing.
So Max, if you know anybody that needs a radio guy.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to ask me to pay you. And I was like,
No.
So Max, that's 4 hours.
I'll send you the invoice.
You are definitely talented enough, you know, and I think that you're really good at it. And it's not easy. Like what you do is not everybody can do what you do with these shows, Tim, but you just, you know, the way the story goes, it's like, hey, I don't think you guys have a podcast.
No, I was like disappointed.
I dabble in it.
Yeah. I was like, hey, you guys don't have a podcast. That's how I'm going to learn what this is. And you don't have one? What is that about? So I was like, hey,
ergo,
I can help you.
Now you run one.
Yeah.
And now
Again, personally, from, you know, from the experience of seeing my mom kind of go through this in a very isolated thing, like, you know, she knew her mom had it. And it was like the immediate family knew it, but it is a very isolating experience.
It
like
is,
to
yeah.
go through this thing, you know, day in, day out, you know, everything is a challenge that the person who doesn't have FSHD, you know, ever has to think about. And so for the society to kind of make it their mission and their vision and goal, really, to not have anyone who has it ever go through it alone, is really the most touching thing to me. And I think we're accomplishing that because it's like, absolutely. You know, we are it's like community. You said the community with the walk and roll community with this podcast, the community of the volunteers of, you know, the World Alliance, like the whole thing is built on community, which, it's like, it makes me, you know, get the chills and it makes me emotional because back in like 03 and 04, I didn't know about it. And we didn't feel there was no community for us as a family, or my mom to turn to. So to be a part of this community now and to share this with other people. And I get lots of messages all the time from people that are like, thank you so much for using your voice to tell people about this because my brother or my sister or I have it. And I feel like sees me, no one gets it. So just to have people kind of talking about it and to be seen, I think is so important. Just for feeling good as a human being, but B, to actually have results and progress. So, thank you guys for being at the forefront of it and including me. It's a very powerful human thing. And we're going to find a treatment very, very soon here.
Right. Like, how cool is it going to be a few years in the future when we get to all sit around that day? I cannot wait till that day when therapy gets approved and, you know, lives are going to be changed and be like,
yeah,
you know, or the cure is found. I just can't even imagine what that day is going to be like, but I cannot wait to celebrate that day. And anyone that's a part of this effort, big or small, whatever way that you're engaged or decide to jump in. And I hope you do. I hope anybody out there listening that hasn't signed up and joined the walk and roll will register and sign up and just do what they can to pitch their little bit in to help fill the bucket. Then we're all a part of the celebration that day, you know, being able to say I was a part of that and changing the trajectory for a million people and someday stopping it. So we don't have a million more.
And like you said, like, I can't imagine that day, but it's like, but I can't, like, we can imagine that day as like a real day, which is the coolest thing of all, because, you know, maybe a couple decades ago it was like this pipe dream and now we're seeing it, like we're so close to the end zone there, you know, we're so close to the final approval. It is really cool because I feel like we will be sitting on some Zoom a few years down the road, like, remember when like we dreamed that there would be like a cure? Oh my God. And like now, like there is no FSHD in the world. Like that's going to be nuts. But until then, you got to keep charging ahead.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. But it's absolutely very exciting.
So we're going to take a little break. When I come back on the other side of it, we'll go over some events and whatnot and close up shop. But thanks, Lee and Max, for being here. You're more than welcome to stick around while we come on the other side of the break. But we're going to take that right now. This is a little message from Dine. You're listening to the FSHD Society Radio Show. You're listening to the FSHD Society Radio Show. FSHD Radio is sponsored by Dyne Therapeutics, a muscle disease company focused on advancing innovative, life-transforming therapeutics for people living with genetically driven diseases. Dyne is developing a broad portfolio of therapies for muscle diseases, including programs in facioscapulohumeral muscular dystrophy, myotonic dystrophy type 1, and Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. Utilizing its proprietary Force platform, Dyne is developing modern oligonucleotide therapeutic candidates designed to overcome limitations in delivery to muscle. For more information, please visit dyne-tx.com and follow Dyne on LinkedIn and Twitter.
Welcome back to the FSHD Society Radio Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. We've been talking with Lee Reynolds and Max Adler, and they were so willing to give so much of their time today. They're giving more as we kind of go over some quick events that we normally do right in the FSHD Society Radio Show before we close up shop and bid you all a good day and a good night. As we were talking about the walk and roll events, those are happening as soon as the 11th here. You got some in Chicago and Columbus and New England. On the 12th, South Carolina, Colorado. Then on the 13th, a big event, the Wellness Hour, 5 to 6 p.m. Check that out. Talking, I believe, about fatigue. That is a very common issue that we all deal with that have FSHD. It is a pain in the butt, fatigue. So tune into that and maybe help us all cope and deal with that a little more. On the 14th, the San Diego Reconnect is going to be from 11:30 to 2 p.m. It's going virtual there, so take a look at that. Some more walk and roll events. And if you're looking for one in your area, the big day, of course, is the 18th of September. But as we mentioned, some are the 11th, the 12th. On the 18th, we'll have ones in the Dakotas, Central Texas, North Carolina, Philly, Idaho, all over. So I'm not going to rattle them all off. I really want to invite you to go to fshdsociety.org to learn more, because there's also some, I believe, on the 19th as well. All the way up in my neighbors there in Minnesota are having theirs on the 19th. Pressing forward on the 23rd of September, big topic for the FSHDU is going to be how feeling valued and added value can shape our lives, as we have Isaac and Aura Perelatinsky. I think I totally butchered your name, but I know they've been guests on our show, and we've talked a lot about that kind of topic and others similar. So join on the 23rd, 1 to 2 p.m. East. And on the 25th, FSHD 360 is with UCLA at 12 to 6 p.m., talking on the latest in health and research with Dr. Perry. And then, of course, RSVP on that one as well. Then on the 28th of September, finishing out the month, is going to be the Caregiver Sharegiver Hour, which is a very successful event. Please join in on that, also virtual. Learn more about that event and others, and also other events coming up in October, and visit fshdsociety.org. If you want to reach out to me, too, please do so anytime. We've talked a lot about community here, talked a lot about my role on the show, but it's not just in this time I give with the guests. If you want to reach out to me, just, I don't know, connect, talk. I'm here for you. FSHD radio at fshdsociety.org. Go so far as exchange numbers. You really want to chat things out. Some guests have done that, and it just needs someone to talk to. I'm here beyond the show. Anything you guys want to add? Lee and
well, that
Max.
Was beautiful. That's all. what a generous thing to offer. That's so touching and sweet. And I'll be hitting you up every day.
I'll say, man, that's kind of I don't normally. Yeah, I figured, you know, I'm trying to get you a little closer into the circle. I'm just like, yo, dude.
Yeah.
You know.
No, that's but it really is, again, just a testament to who you are as a person. I mean, you really are there and accessible and open, and it's an amazing thing. So I got anything to add, I'll go, and Lee, I'll let you speak much more eloquently after that. But just thank you, especially to the staff, which is not huge, but huge in heart, but yeah, not in numbers. Same with the volunteers, who are also not making a living, you know, doing this, but they're dedicating their heart and their mind and their spirit to making this happen for everyone who so desperately and hungrily and aggressively want it and kind of need it to happen for their betterment of their own lives and progress. So thank you. And thank you to everyone involved on my team and everyone who's following me and the FSHD Society, because we're all in this together. This is the community. And I dreamed, you know, 15 years ago about being a part of something that could raise awareness, make people who have FSHD not feel alone, and find a treatment and a cure. And the fact that all of this is happening in a big, big way, and we're so close, and we're doing it from this grassroots movement with all of us giving a little bit of time and money and passion and sharing it on social media, is incredibly exciting to me. It's incredibly touching. So just thank you from the bottom of my heart, and please keep going until we're across the finish line. Don't take your foot off the gas, because we're very, very close.
Well said.
Yeah,
well said.
I've loved hanging out with you guys tonight. Thanks for everything you do. And I'm really glad to be a part of it. And I just cannot wait to get past the 18th and be able to celebrate. I think amazing things are going to happen between now and then. And the walk and roll is an amazing thing to be a part of. And I'm so thankful for your all's part in it. And thanks for letting me hang out with you tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Much appreciated. We'll close up shop today with our final sponsor, Perkin Elmer, and look forward to the next episode with everyone. So check out that and what's to come on FSHD Society Radio Show. But before that, you know, we have that big walk and roll event. We really need you there. Participate. Plenty of time to sign up. Plenty of time to get involved. We need the support. Community band together. Here we go. It's close. It's close. But still time. Right, guys? Still time. Thanks That's for right. joining us. We'll all see you in the next episode. You've been listening to the FSHD Society Radio Show. Today's podcast is sponsored by Perkin Elmer Genomics, a market leader in biochemical and genomic testing solutions. Perkin Elmer Genomics understands that obtaining a confirmed genetic diagnosis for FSHD can be difficult and frustrating experience for both patients and their families. That's why their laboratory prides itself on launching new and innovative technologies to help families find answers that they are looking for. Just over a year ago, Perkin Elmer Genomics introduced the first new diagnostic approach to FSHD type 1 genetic testing in nearly three decades. This testing has drastically decreased the time to diagnose while increasing accessibility to patients. Knowing the underlying cause of FSHD can have important implications for the entire family, including help with future medical management decisions. Speak with your provider today and learn more about how you can get testing. Visit PerkinElmerGenomics.com to find out more about available testing options for FSHD and other related neuromuscular disorders that may help you and your family today. That's PerkinElmerGenomics.com.